USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Justice Department told a judge that the House Judiciary Committee should not get access to secret grand jury material collected during the special counsel's Russia investigation, even as it weighs whether to pursue impeachment. The response comes nearly 2 months after the committee filed a petition in federal court arguing lawmakers need to obtain the grand jury material in order to determine whether to recommend those articles of impeachment. A negotiating team from the Taliban arrived in Russia, according to the Associated Press, just days after President Donald Trump declared dead a deal with the insurgent group in Afghanistan. Russian state news agency TASS cited the Taliban's Qatar-based spokesman Suhail Shaleen as saying the delegation held consultations with President Vladimir Putin's envoy for Afghanistan. It was the Taliban's first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The White House has now confirmed the death of Osama bin Laden. John Clemens reports.
President Trump issued the statement that Hamza bin Laden, the son of 9/11 mastermind Osama bin Laden, had been killed. The high-ranking member of Al-Qaeda was killed during a counterterrorism operation in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region. The statement from the White House continued that the loss of Hamza bin Laden not only deprives Al-Qaeda of important leadership skills, but a symbolic connection to his father. The confirmation by the White House comes 3 days after the 18th anniversary of the terror attacks on America on 9/11.
A Houston police officer was hospitalized in stable condition after he was shot with his own gun in a struggle with a suspect who, along with three others, stole two vehicles and attempted to kill a priest in a crime spree that played out in Houston. The 29-year-old officer was wearing a bulletproof vest when he was shot, but he was struck in the lower abdomen just below the vest. The police chief of Houston, Art Acevedo, said he's hopeful for a full recovery. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A man says he might commit suicide while at a Bernie Sanders forum. USA's Wendy King reports.
At a Bernie Sanders town hall meeting in Carson City, Nevada.
I'm going to kill myself.
I don't know. John,
stop it.
You're not going to kill yourself.
A man said he would kill himself due to medical bills while suffering from Huntington's disease.
I'm a Navy veteran. I served 20 years. I served in Iraq. Kuwait Liberation. And I served in 95 in Somalia. I saved lives. I was a Navy corpsman. We take care of our own, except now. My TRICARE is not acceptable anymore. They took it away.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
United States health officials are investigating low levels of a potentially dangerous contaminant in the popular heartburn medication called Zantac. For now, the Food and Drug Administration said patients can continue taking their medications. The agency has now said it detected a probable cancer-causing chemical in the medications, which are sold as both prescription and over-the-counter treatments. FDA officials said the amount of the contaminant barely exceeds levels found in common foods, but the same chemical has been linked to dozens of recalls of blood pressure drugs over the last year. The FDA is still investigating that issue, and last month sanctioned a manufacturing plant in India that makes some of the medications. Roughly 80% of the ingredients used in the United States drugs are manufactured overseas. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.